Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
Very excited about today because today we're kicking off a monthly segment all about skincare, which we always get a huge, huge reaction to. Jennifer Rock is going to be here answering all your questions, CEO and founder of Skingredients and The Skin Nerd, and a little helping hand in Dancing with the Stars to make us look as glowy as ever. But first up on the agenda, we're going to be talking about teens and tweens, because with TikTok trends moving faster than anyone can cope with, it's getting quite scary how brands are being pushed on children who don't even know what they should be using. It's so important to give guidance on the do's and don'ts of skincare for young people. So that's exactly what we're going to do today. Jennifer, how's it going?
It is going well.
Long are you
time
sick
no
of me?
Jennifer Zamperali. I know. I just thought, you know what, we should come up with another way to see each other regularly since, after this Sunday, there shall be no more skincare at Dancing with the Stars.
But I had to get you in because, you come in, you help us on Dancing with the Stars, and it should be a relaxing time, that little mini facial before we get our makeup done. But I just hear the makeup room is awash with questions for you from myself and Lorraine and Arthur and Dieran and all of us going, and what about
don't
this and this
Brian.
Happened with my skin? And Brian, all of us. But we're going to focus specifically on teens, yes, and tweens, because you've been talking about this before. There is a rise in TikTok trends and skincare being pushed on a certain age group. And I've loads of questions. I've loads of questions here for you. So, but what do you think about the TikTok trend? What do you make of it? What is happening? Just to explain to anybody who is unaware, what's happening in terms of skincare trends and young people that are just lapping them up, aren't they?
I suppose the reality is this has been gathering momentum for quite a while. But pre-Christmas, we definitely in the Skin Nerd world saw an awful lot of DMs from confused parents where they were getting their Christmas list from their child, or their child is writing to Santa and asking for specific pieces. And it really was centered around skincare and makeup more so than ever before.
Yeah.
So the stats globally are year on year, there was a 19% increase on children asking for skincare versus 22. So 23 versus 22, and about 33% increase in cosmetics. So there definitely is a demand. Where is that coming from? Most people are saying it is, as you mentioned, that TikTok reality. So look, TikTok, social media, it's fun. I feel for parents, there is so much to govern. And now there's another layer within this again, whereby children are starting to use ingredients that just aren't suitable for their skin. So they are, I mean, the British Dermatology Association is saying that there's a huge risk of children to have, you know, irreversible skincare damage if they're not using the correct products. And so what was it today, as you said, it's all about the do's and don'ts. So ultimately, it's not to say no to your child not to use skincare. It's kind of divide them into two categories. So once they're a minor, i.e. they're under 18, if you put them into the preteen and then the teen category.
Okay.
So preteen is essentially, as you know, up until 10, 11, 12. It's even as young as 6, 7, 8, 9. Now, I'm not sitting here saying you have to get your child to use skincare, just let that be known. But if they're curious, if they're intrigued, and Jen, I've had so many parents and even teachers of schools contact me and say, I have children truly upset at night if I don't let them use something. So what can they use? So what can they use? A hydrating cleanser, a hydrating serum, and maybe an SPF. That's generally all they need, inverted commas, at a push. It's when they head towards that teen stage, hormones are playing havoc, as we all know. I can remember, and I think I'm still living it. So that stage, you might need something like a clay mask, or you might bring in something like an acid-based cleanser that will help tackle the dryness of the spots that they're having. But the reality is, what's happening is really young children, 6, 7, 8, 9, are getting access to retinols, acids, and extremely anti-aging products that really aren't needed, if needed at all, because it's always a subjective piece until you're 20, 25, 30 onwards, and they are causing issues on their skin.
Okay, and if your child has been using retinol and all these highly active ingredients, at what point should they seek medical advice? I mean, would they have a reaction? Their skin have a reaction to stuff like that? Is there, what are the dangers of them using stuff like this?
First thing I'd say to any parent who's listening and isn't sure what to do, perhaps just look at what your child is using. If it says anti-aging on it, if it's something like hyaluronic, that is also an acid, but it's not an exfoliating acid, it's just hydration, that's arguably okay. But if you're unsure, reach out or go to your local pharmacy, chat to your local GP, or, you know, your local facialist or whomever, just to get clearance that the ingredients are safe. If the skin is starting to get dry, irritated, I mean, it's the same for minor as it is for adult. That's not what we want for any skincare product. But ultimately, if there's a rash, there's an itch, there's sensitivity, or you start to see their skin just change a little bit before their eyes, and in terms of how it feels, if it feels rougher. Mm. All of that is explained to an adult when they're older as to how to, you know, acclimatize to it and push through it, but there's no need for a child. And so it's really acids, so your salicylic, your glycolic, your lactic, something like that we'd steer clear of until they need it as a teenager perhaps. And then something like retinol is typically an absolute no-go area. Okay. It's just not warranted, and it can cause sensitivity to light in the future as well.
I'm sure if you're looking for an alternative, SPF is a good one to go down.
SPF, and honestly, Jen, from an adult's perspective, we always say that SPF is the most, and I don't love the phrase anti-aging, but it is anti-aging. It's the most protective piece of skincare you can apply onto your face. So SPF stands for sun protection factor. Although on a day like today, you might think there's no sun outside. Mm-hmm. There's no heated rays, but there's still daylight. So yes, SPF is fine. Cleansing is fine. I think the hard part, and where I really do feel for parents and for the kids, I mean, I remember when I was that stage and age, I was all sorts of makeup and skincare and lotions and potions. It's just skincare has advanced so much that we just have to
in the last
conscious.
Couple of years.
Yeah, very much so in the last 5-10 years. So, and because it's on TikTok, and it's not to blame TikTok, but where are they getting their information? Is it from someone who's qualified, or is it perhaps more of an opinion-based influence? There, and again, they're so fun, they're colourful, they're vibrant. And if I may own it, like I own my own skincare brand, it's so colourful. Ingredients is literally a wash of colour, but it was never to entice children, it was to be, you know, to differentiate yourselves. There are brands though, from a pharmacy perspective, they're for children, like La Roche-Posay and Avène, and they're just nice and nude and they're non-colourful. And I think what parents are saying to me is they want to recommend those, but the child wants something slightly more flamboyant and social media which isn't even a word, but you know what I mean, isn't just that colourful, that explosion. So that's the struggle that seems to be happening at homes at night.
Loads of struggles, and they've come into me on 51552. Let's get through some of the messages we've got. Hey Jen, I was in town last weekend and overheard a girl who could have been more than 6 or 7 being told by her mother that she could pick one thing out of the beauty section to buy as a treat, and she wanted to get a blusher and try it out, and if she likes it, come back and buy the whole range. Am I being mad, or is this incredibly problematic?
Do you know what? Obviously, parenting is individual and it's completely subjective. So whatever any parent feels is right for their child, I mean, who am I to say otherwise? But when it's makeup, I suppose perhaps I'm slightly more, I'm probably more promotive of makeup insofar as that you put it on, they wash it off. Whereas with skincare, back to that retinol, that acid piece, it's on the skin, can cause irritation. Its premise is to exfoliate or to regenerate the skin. So it's causing a little bit more within the skin. So I'm probably not as opposed to it. Although I have to say myself, I was in a store 2 weekends ago down in Cork, and I was marvelled. Like, I was absolutely marvelled at how many parents were there with children. There was very few adults to be seen in the skincare sector, in this particular sector. So it's undeniable. I don't think it's going to go anywhere. So just knowing your do's and don'ts is definitely
okay. Well, this is an important one. Hi guys, my daughter really wants to start using moisturizers, but I'm worried that this would be my worry. The natural suppleness of her skin will be lost. That her skin will end up becoming dependent on using moisturizer. She's only 8, by the way. What should I do?
So I think at 8, well, I know at 8 you don't need a moisturiser. Back to what you said there a moment ago, Jen, it's cleansing and SPF. So cleansing, because look, hopefully at 8 she's out and about and, I don't know, doing ballet classes or gaa class, whatever she's doing, and she needs to take that day away. Like, there's oil, debris, dirt, pollution that children are exposed to as we are as adults. So cleansing is okay once it's hydrating. And then an SPF when you come into the summer months, just to shield them against and protect the skin as an organ. But they don't need a moisturiser per se. Now, it's a slight myth that her skin will become completely dependent on it, but I don't feel it's necessary.
And if you want to go down the technical route, you are all forever saying to me, if she's looking for moisture, is to work from the inside.
Inside out. Gotta eat more fish.
Save
nuts,
eat more
fish.
Fish
and oils, lady.
Out. We just got a text in. Hi, Jennifer. My daughter is 6 and has acne on her forehead due to early onset puberty at 6. Wow. What would Jennifer Rock recommend?
This is an interesting point. So as I distinguished earlier, preteen and teen, and yet teen isn't just that 13 onward stage anymore, as you're saying here with that the 6-year-old element, because it's acne, because an acne rosacea, there's a lot of skincare that's aesthetic and there's a lot of skincare that's medical, and this is a medical. So once they're under the care of their GP, potentially a derm, then they're getting the absolute best practice. You can use home skincare in conjunction with what they might prescribe or advise, but always under the care of a medic when it's that,
okay,
particularly in that situation.
Good advice. Hi Jen, can you please ask your guest, Jennifer, what would be the best skincare for an 11-year-old who is prone to blackheads?
So Aven, La Roche, those brands, and again, generally no affiliation with them whatsoever, just really good, reputable brands that have science, they're affordable, and they have specific ranges for people that young. You mentioned Dermalogica earlier as part of a giveaway. They have an amazing range called like their Clear Start range or their Clean Start range. I can't remember exactly what it's called. It's basically their teenage range.
Okay.
They have very safe products that are trialed on minors that will work, but aren't as, say, a potent as what an adult will typically be given or advised.
Gotcha. Speaking of potency, what do I say to my daughter who really wants retinols and serums because her friends have them? How do I explain that it's just not happening on my watch? So what's the line, Jen? What's the line for the retinols and all the potent serums? What should we be saying?
Jen, this is a tough one because it's more of a parenting question, right? And that's where I think, and over the last few weeks and months when I've been talking about it, even with our own team, there's definitely a psychologist and a parenting expert element warranted within this. It's tough. I would just say that it's a firm no. It's an absolute no, because you love your child, you're doing your absolute best for them. But as a child, they can't understand that, and I totally understand that too. So cleansing hyaluronic SPF, or cleansing and a ceramide-based product, which is naturally ingredients we have within our own skin. So all you're doing is putting back onto their skin what their skin naturally has. It is a tough one, and I don't think it's going to go anywhere. So hopefully this conversation will help and just keep the conversation alive. And parents support parents.
Yeah, I've done this with my daughter on her, I'm pretty sure, her sixth birthday. So this texter says, my five-year-old is always watching me do my skincare. And she loves to use something. So one evening a week, we both use a mask for hydration. Is that okay?
Yeah.
You know, you get them in certain shops. You get the little kitty mask. They have pandas on them. Are they okay?
They're usually okay. I mean, again, I'd probably... Once you're going to a reputable location and you're getting a reputable brand, a lot of people are sourcing a lot of their skincare on, I suppose, websites that I wouldn't typically endorse.
Just sure.
You know, so getting a good reputable brand is definitely key. And yes, having a mask on so they feel they're participating with their mom or their dad or whomever is definitely a yes.
Okay.
And it's okay to want to get a kid into a regime with the skin. As I said already, it is an organ. So wanting them to look after it and enjoy it is fine. It's just, as you say, what ingredients are safe within it. And it's ultimately something that's hydrating.
I have a 13-year-old boy. He swims 7.5 hours a week in the pool. His cheeks and eyes have become so sensitive. We're putting barrier SPF moisture on before he goes swimming, but is there a routine for kids that swim?
Yeah, great question. So again, obviously, if you're in the sea, there's obviously the sea salt element. If you're in the pool, it's the chlorine element. So when I don't go swimming as often as I should, right? Mm-hmm. But if I was to go swimming, I would encourage anyone who does, so in this situation for this little human, is just to put aqueous cream or like your Silcox base, something really, really affordable, but quite a hydrating cream onto the skin. It won't actually transfer into the water. You don't need an awful lot of it on. Really affordable, protects your skin, get back out, and do have your shower straight after, as I'm sure they do. And then, you know, moisturising is definitely key. And back to that earlier question when a parent was asking about, will my child become dependent on it? In this scenario where we had said, no, you know, you don't need it. In this scenario, you actually are using the barrier to protect the skin against the chemicals that are needed in the water.
Yeah.
But just, they can cause a little bit of irritation.
My daughter's 16 and has significant hair growth on the sides of her face. This is a text just in. She is using hair removal cream. But is this safe to use ongoing, or should I look at laser treatment for her?
So hair removal cream, there's lots of brands out there. Ultimately, they change what's called the pH of your skin. So like the whether you're acidic or alkaline. So they do, if you've ever used them, you see them, the hair is literally left afterwards. It's almost like it doesn't quite melt, but it looks like it's melted away onto a little spatula. It can cause irritation and sensitivity over a period of time. I myself, as a facialist, you know, would often see clients and notice that they may have used hair removal cream for quite a long period of time in their life. And you can see that irritation in their skin, and you know, as years have gone by. In this situation, if the hair is dark and their skin is pale, laser or IPL, even waxing as a short-term measure, threading perhaps would have better, you know, less of an impact negatively on the skin.
Okay.
So probably be a bigger fan or more of an advocate of those. Laser, IPL, it depends on the clinic. It's typically insurance-wise, they have to be 16 onwards.
Okay.
And once they're diligent with their SPF, it's not clinically proven to be gone for forever, but it's definitely significantly reduced. And often with a lot of our clients that are 15, 16, it really does affect how they feel on themselves. And that's the other side of it. It's not just how they look, it's what impact is that having on them, their confidence and their future at that moment in time.
Okay. Any advice for a 13-year-old with lots of what looks like milk spots on their cheeks? I don't know, what are milk spots?
Milk spots, some people might call them milk spots, or like milia. So it almost is like a little white plug,
yeah,
if you will. Loads of little newborn babies get them.
That's right.
I get quite a few of them around my eyes. What age was this person?
13-year-old.
13th, I go to my local clinic. They are very easy to remove. So you literally, the facialist or the nurse aesthetic would just have to get a little needle, take out the trapped oil, and then just get a skincare regime that will prevent that from coming back. So easily solved, and makes a big difference to their confidence.
Okay. My teenage boy has really bad acne on his face and back. We've tried everything, creams, antibiotics, long term, but nothing has worked. Any advice? What should I do?
We have an amazing health and wellness panel on The Skin Nerd, and I have found from listening to the GPs and the dermatologists in there that a lot of people might go to their pharmacy and their doctor, but perhaps only go once or twice. I don't know if that's the situation with this particular question, Jen, but I would encourage people to go back to the doctor and maybe get a dermatologist referral. So antibiotics suggest they've obviously had GP assistance, but sometimes they just need that medical assistance that's a specific dermatologist. And the sooner you can get on the waiting list, the better, because there is quite a demand and a little bit of a shortage, unfortunately, but keeping them within that. Then things like your salicylic acid as a wash, again, depending on the age, but salicylic acid, it's a very powerful ingredient. You're looking at it from an adult's perspective, you're looking for 2% in it. If it's a minor, you're looking for something like a 0.02, 0.05%. And even mixing with something like a nice cream-based cleanser actually dilutes it again. So there are ways to get ingredients onto the skin just in a controlled way. But when it's with a minor, I think it's always important to make sure that they're under the care of a specific person.
Yeah, they need to know what they're doing.
And for the parent, just to have that hand-holding element too, to make sure you know you're doing it right.
Hi, Jen. Quick question for Jennifer Rocca. I have extremely dry, eczema-prone skin, but I have big pores on my nose. Should I be using an exfoliator? If so, is there one you could recommend that won't dry out my skin even further? Thanks. Love the show. Annie.
Do you know what? People never love my answer about pores. So pores are, unfortunately, I say this to myself all the time. Mm-hmm. Pores are not doors. They don't open and close as such. What is happening, so if I take myself as I near towards 40, the reality is that my pores are larger now than in my 20s. When I'm 60, they'll be larger than they are now in my 40s. Why? Because a pore is essentially an elasticity element. So it's almost like the go-go or the bobbin in your hair. It's nice and tight when you put it in first, or an elastic band. And then overuse, it kind of stretches and stretches. So often people will think that with a large pore they have to exfoliate to make it look smaller, but actually it's typically SPF to shield against the elements, because a lot of sun damage causes sun damage meaning like light exposure. So a lot of sun damage over accumulation of years can cause the pore to look bigger. And then my go-to ingredient, I think honestly, is going to be a retinoid or a vitamin A of some form. That clinically does help to allow the pore to appear a lot smaller, and it helps the elasticity to recoil.
Okay.
So no exfoliation.
But they're not
needed.
Disappearing. They're not disappearing.
They're not disappearing overnight. Or you can go for treatments. So you can definitely go to your local clinic. But I always say you got to SPF and vitamin A first, which is your serum. And then after that, you can consider things like microneedling or treatments like radio frequency that will help to minimise them. But do your homework first.
Interesting question. I don't know if it's related to teens or teenagers, but my correct skincare routine is too expensive to maintain. What advice would you have for changing it completely? And does the Skin Ingredients line have vitamin C and retinol products? Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. So look, skincare, unfortunately, is a lot to do with marketing. And I say that sitting here as a very proud founder of skincare ranges. But I suppose what we always try to do, whether it's Skin Ingredients or the Skinner, is align ourselves with cosmetic chemists and the correct ingredients, and make sure that you're investing in brands that are really spending on that, as opposed to the, you know, beautiful celebrity endorsements that many brands might invest in. So what I'm saying is there's often not a need to spend an awful lot of money on skincare. And when you're looking at a brand that you're spending 60, 70 euro on a moisturizer, when you can get another brand for 40, 30, 20 euro, I'm a huge advocate of making sure that your skincare is affordable and that you can repeat buy it regularly. So again, go to your local pharmacy and just go in and look and see what's feasible and achievable. Once you are hydrating, cleansing, hydrating serum, using some sort of a vitamin A type serum and an SPF, they are, as we would describe it, the non-negotiables for a baseline key skincare regime, regardless of age, like 2020 onwards. And that's all you need.
Yeah.
Back to the sheet masks and the fun things, they're all extra, they're secondary, they're fun. But from an investment perspective, your cleanser should last you 6 months, your serum should last you about 3 to 4 months, and your SPF around the 4 or 5 month mark. So if you get something that's affordable within that, you know, you really can curb how much you're spending on it. But back to what brand you're investing in, have they the right ingredients, and is it making a difference on your skin? So last thing I'll say in this situation is, whatever brand you're choosing, take a photograph on day one and and then see, is there a difference a month, 2, 3 months later, just for yourself. It doesn't have to go anywhere else. And if you're seeing a difference in your skin, then you know it's working. A lot of people confuse it working with, it doesn't react on my skin. So is it actually hydrating? Is it actually helping pigment? Is it actually helping with redness? Monitor it yourself.
I think we've all learned an awful lot today. Thank you so much. There you have it, the do's and don'ts of teenage skincare, according to Jennifer Rock, CEO and founder of Skingredients and The Skin Nerd. If you missed any of this, you can listen back to the podcast after the show. Jen's going to be back next month chatting all about skincare varying through the decades. What should I do in my 20s versus my 30s and my 40s, perimenopausal, menopausal? So, if you've any questions specifically, you can get them into me on our email, jen@orty.ie. Gaurav Mahagath, August Lawn.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.